The Dragon in the Sea by Frank Herbert. Narrated by Scott Brick. Copyright 1956 by Herbert Properties, LLC. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Herbert Properties, LLC and the Trident Media Group and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. The blonde wave secretary at the reception desk took the speaker cup of a sonotyper away from her mouth, bent over an intercom box. "Ensign Ramsey is here, sir," she said. She leaned back, stared up at the red-headed officer beside her desk. His collar bore the zigzag of electronics specialist over the initials BP, Bureau of Psychology. He was a tall man, round-faced, with a soft appearance of overweight. Freckles spotted his pinkish face, giving him the look of a grown-up Tom Sawyer. "The Admiral's usually a little slow answering," said the receptionist. Ramsey nodded, looked at the door beyond her. Gold lettering on a heavy oak panel. Conference room. Sec 1. Security 1. Above the clatter of office sounds, he could hear the tooth-tingling hum of a detection scrambler. Through his mind passed the self-questionings he could never avoid, the doubts that had made him a psychologist. If they have a rough job for me, can I do it? What would happen if I turned it down? "You can rest that here on the desk," said the receptionist. She pointed to a black wooden box, about a foot on a side, which Ramsey carried under his left arm. "It's not heavy," he said. "Maybe the Admiral didn't hear you the first time. Could you try again?"
"He heard me," she said. "He's busy with a haggle of braid."
She nodded toward the box.
"Is that what they're waiting for?"